Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy This. I'm your host, Kevin Pollock. Yes, that Kevin Pollock. What's that? Well, I'll tell you this. That kind of attitude's going to land you in the slammer. So watch your ass, boy. But I digress. Let's meet our alchemist, shall we? No particular order. Say hello to Vanessa Ragland. Vanish. How old is your son, A? Please tell me again what he said as he entered my home.
Oh, he's 5 years old.
Okay.
We come in the gate and he's like, this is beautiful.
Right?
How many adults live here?
How many adults live here? What do you think that number was in his head?
When I said two, he was shocked.
That's fantastic. The train is definitely not leaving the station now because Joey Greer's here.
Choo-choo.
Joe me like we know each other. How many corners of the world have you been to and which ones, please?
Well, first off, the world is flat.
Yep.
And
that's why I said corners.
I've been to six of the corners.
Six? Mm-hmm. Okay. Which one was your favorite?
Ooh, probably
top left.
Yeah, top left was great. Very sunny.
Already checked out. Watch your shoes and say, what the hell to Greg Kikowski. Kakao, where in Los Angeles do you go for your favorite French fries?
You know, I never get tired of In-N-Out's fries.
Oh, really?
They're damn good, and you make them animal style.
Like, Have you tried Five Guys fries with the skin still on, double cooked? Nope, not going to work.
Yeah, they're all right. They're all right.
It's not your cup of tea. I get it.
I like them thin. Thin.
No fat fries?
No fat fries. No fat
you don't
fries.
Like a steak cut.
No fat fries, nope. Homer?
Fat burger.
And last but least... If you can do is help me welcome back James Heaney.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
It's a fake out.
Dr. Heaney will see you now. When was your last complete physical, and what did you think of during the prostate exam?
Well, I'll tell you the honest truth. I haven't been to a real doctor in almost 20 years, but I did go to the pop doctor.
Wait. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to break down.
Yuck.
Sorry. You haven't been to a real doctor. You stressed. You underlined.
I have been to a pot doctor.
So what does that mean?
Well, it means that I wanted, back before it was legal, to get a card to smoke marijuana legally, and I went to a pot doctor.
And is there just a brief conversation, and then
well,
you get
the card?
Well, they
take your blood pressure, and then this guy suggests.
And a prostate exam.
Well, I don't know if that was an exam, but he fingered me. And he did say, you know, you should go to a real doctor. Your blood pressure is going crazy. And every year he tells me this, and I'm like, well, that's
wait, really?
Well, he said that I have high blood pressure, sure. And he can see that on one of those things on your arm. I'm like, come on.
Well, one
not
of those
science.
Things on your arm is actually science.
Yeah, they sure, I
they,
guess so.
They squeeze that bulb thing.
It's basically a floaty device.
You dress up and you have a nice mustache, but inside.
Yeah.
It's a lot of issues.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's always a cast physical, of course, we all know, before you start working on a thing. Well,
is there really?
Joey, listen up. And... so what? It's really the single most bullshit exam ever. I mean, it checked your temperature and
blood pressure,
stethoscope to your heart, and I don't even think blood pressure really.
Okay,
and
good.
Then there's always like a questionnaire you have to fill out. It's all about, have you been denied insurance on a production because of a drug problem?
Oh my gosh!
Which is really the only reason you're there. And so I remember I went into one of them with like a really bad cold, and I said, should I do like a sinus thing? And he said, yeah, you should talk to a doctor.
What are you?
That's a quote. And this is a doctor with a plaque on the wall and just autograph 8x10.
He might have been a pot doctor. It sounds a lot
This was before pot, because I'm 105. All right, let's get to our first scene, shall we? All of today's scene suggestions were gathered from our listener emails. If you'd like to submit yours, please write to the podcast at your name here at alchemythis.com. And I would also encourage you now to write a review. We've gotten some amazing reviews since our own James Heaney pleaded with you to please step it up on the review, because we really need your support out there. And the best way to get the word out there and to multiplies is by writing a review. So please, if you like the show at all, if you do not think it stinks, then write us a review. In fact, stop listening right now and go write a review. Again, write your scene suggestions to your name here at alchemythis.com. Our first scene suggestion comes from a listener named Hank, who wrote, hey, y'all, love the podcast. I'd love to hear what you would do with this. Jimmy Jack James Heaney gets interrogated by aggressive cops, FBI, DEA, etc., for a crime he simply did not commit, though he can't convince them otherwise. Thanks for making such wonderful content, Hank.
Look, James is inside there. Okay, I need to talk to him.
You can't talk to him right now.
I need to talk to him, okay? I don't know what he's being held for.
Not going
to
do it.
I don't know why he's in there.
Ma'am, please.
Yes.
Can I get you something? A coffee or water?
I don't want a coffee,
some
water.
Booze.
No, I don't want booze, coffee, water.
Uppers, down downs.
I don't want any down downs or ups ups. I need my Jamesy James, okay? Get him out of
You know,
of
now would be a great time to sign up for a dating site, ma'am.
Yep. She's got a good point.
What do you say? He's going to be there indefinitely?
I don't about indefinitely, but...
oh, my God.
Have you been on Tinder?
Yes, I have. That's how me and James met.
Okay. Oh, so you don't mind it?
Of course I mind it. I just wanted to find somebody, and James was my soulmate.
How often would you say swiping left? Because Julia and I were talking about earlier.
But this isn't me giving you
on a percentage basis.
Yeah, what's your percentage?
Crazy numbers.
Hot little piece like you. What's your percentage?
My ballpark?
Yeah, ballpark.
Yeah, what's your ballpark?
Ballpark. Before James.
80%.
Hey.
80%. Whoa. Is that normal? Is
a
that
gal
bad?
On the move. I
is
like
that bad?
It.
Keep there's your options open.
There's no bad.
There is no bad.
No, 80% though is a little whorish. But
oh,
there's no bad.
Hey, you can't say that. You can't say that.
I can say it, but not mean it.
You swipe on everybody. You got 100%. 100%. You're
whore.
The whore.
I'm absolute whore.
You're a slut.
Yeah. Big time.
So, Jimmy, Jack, James, Heaney.
You could just call me James.
How many of those are your real names?
The beginning and the ending. The alpha
Jimmy
and the
Heaney?
Well, I'd really rather James Heaney, but I
have here Jimmy, Jack, James Heaney.
Well, when I was born, people called me Jimmy because I was a baby. And as I got more and more adult...
They called you Jimmy because you were a baby?
I mean, it was like that you call a kid Jimmy. Most adults have to get a grown-up name at some point.
Jimmy? Yeah. Jimmy, I need you to get up and brush your teeth.
Okay. All right, I will.
It's your second birthday.
Oh.
And you're speaking a lot, which is impressive.
Uh-huh.
But we need you to brush those teeth.
Okay.
And as soon as you brush them, baby... No more Jimmy.
No more Jimmy.
Jimmy's all gone.
Yeah. You'll be James. Today's the day.
Today's the day?
Yeah.
If you can brush your teeth, you're not Jimmy anymore.
No help. So
brush
what's the
away
first
the
thing?
Jimmy.
What's the Let's brush away Jimmy. What's the first
brush
thing
away
we
the
do?
Jimmy.
Get toothpaste and brush.
This isn't going to work.
Ugh. You got another year at Jimmy.
We
got another year at Jimmy.
Hey, Jimmy. Welcome to the Social Security office. We just need you to make sure that you're ready to take the name James. And drop Jimmy if you're an adult, okay?
Okay, I feel like I'm pretty close to ready.
Hey, make eye contact with
me.
Okay, all right. All right, stop playing around with things on my desk.
Oh,
okay.
What is this? This looks like, ooh, it's a pen.
Yes,
oh, there's
it is.
Different color pens if I push the different
thing. You weren't sure that that was a pen?
Well, there's just so many colors to choose from with one pen.
Okay, Jimmy. Okay. Now, we're going to ask you some questions, okay?
Uh-huh.
And we'll go from there, okay?
Okay.
You're driving 40 miles an hour on the highway. You're making a left turn. A semi-truck is in your rearview mirror. How much time do you give before you make the turn?
Oh, God, I have no idea. Immediately?
Okay, all right. You have two dependents, one of which is older than you, one of which is younger. You're making $470,000 a year. Half of that goes to the government. Why?
Oh, my God. What's a dependent? What's a...
Okay.
Did I get
Jimmy,
that right?
Jimmy, I'm sorry. We just denied your claim to be called James.
Oh, but
I'm sorry.
So you're here for Social Security fraud?
I don't think this is correct, honestly.
An illegal left-hand turn?
Well, yeah. I mean, I thought you could go red, take a left if you stopped first.
And murder.
Murder? No, that can't be true.
That's what I have down here.
No, let me see that paper.
I can't let you see that paper.
Oh, sorry. I gave you one of the wrong papers.
Oh, okay.
Can I see those
one
papers?
One of these papers is wrong.
Oh, yeah. Here, it's the left-hand turn one. I got that guy in the second room.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Close it.
I will. Ooh, I love being an officer of the law.
Is it possible?
Hey, Stan, sorry to interrupt.
That's all right.
I think I might have written rumor wrong. I think I wrote murder.
Okay.
Yeah. My mistake.
All right, you're here for attempted rumor.
Okay. I think that this...
Hey, what the hell is going on in the office, huh? We got papers being misfiled, people misspelling murder.
It's a lot of stress.
You started this buddy cop system. We're buddying up, but the buddy system doesn't work because we're not communicating
No
enough.
One's a buddy.
Turns
with each
we're not buddies.
All right, goddammit. Everyone, that's it.
Sarge,
everyone, day off.
Sarge.
We're taking the day off, and everyone's going to a theme park and buddying up, okay?
All right.
I want us to become best friends. Sorry,
which theme park?
Yeah.
Is Elliot still my buddy?
Yes.
He's mad at me.
I don't give
He's
a
He's mad
God
at me
damn.
About the paper.
I don't care.
Well, can you help us?
Look.
Before we go to the theme park?
Look, I'm not going on any rides with her.
Elliot is mad at me.
You want me to take your goddamn badges and your gun?
How do I know she's not going to push me out of the log?
Now, listen.
I wouldn't push
here
you out of
that log
flume.
Here are two free tickets to It's Too Hot, the Michael Mann ride, all right? You're going to get on that and you're going to goddamn enjoy it. Someone take fucking James Heaney, okay? I'm not going to have that guy just sit in a cell all day.
No, 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 no.
Oh, yeah, he's going with you.
Come on.
All right, Minetti, he's going
he's
with you.
He's locked down.
I don't get chained
Minetti,
to
you.
We're
going to
take him
fun.
To Disneyland?
Disneyland, Disney Schman, I don't give a hell, all right? You got two tickets and that's it.
What are you doing today, Sarge?
I'm collecting myself. I recently was emancipated from my family.
Oh, man.
And I just...
Your choice or theirs?
It was both. Both we
mutual could, emancipation.
Your parents or your children?
All of it. All of it. All of it. So I'm...
I heard the mutual emancipation can be very satisfying.
Yeah.
Elliot's trying to get out of this buddy system thing again.
Look, let's just all focus up. Let's
that seems unfair. You're emancipated and we have to be buddies?
Yeah.
Because you're on the clock.
Oh, okay.
When do we get off the clock? When we go to Disneyland?
When you're buddies.
Oh.
All right.
Feels like time for a montage.
Cut montage.
Dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun. Hey, put the cuffs on him, will you?
I don't know if I need cuffs.
Everybody down! Everybody down!
I'm too tall to ride the ride.
Hide under my dress, I'll sneak you in.
These aren't my shoes.
Can I take the cuffs off for this ride? I feel like I'm sticking out like a sore thumb. Everybody
Shut up,
thinks
Heaney.
I'm
Heaney, do you want to ride it, don't you?
I do, but everybody's looking at me like I'm a convict.
So we should put a jacket over your wrist like it's a perp walk?
Just take the cuffs off. Where am I going to run in the middle of a ride?
Everywhere but loose.
What?
Everywhere but loose.
Yeah. I mean, that makes sense, but I mean, I'm buckled
couldn't help
in.
It over here. Great name.
Come on, guys. It's fun to raise your hands above your head and scream on a ride. Give
yeah,
me
that
pleasure.
He does have a point.
All right. Just for that reason. So you can put your hands over your head and scream
Without
on the roller coaster.
Without being ashamed of looking like a convict.
Okay, but you better be raising your hands and screaming constantly.
Inappropriate times or just at the tops of hills?
Well, I'll tell you what, when he gets on the ride, take off the cuffs.
Okay, guys, thank you so much. All right, okay, so everyone in this row, you're going to be in the front center. You're going to see it all. You're going
to
be.
I need to sit with him. Okay. That's my buddy.
Yeah, that's my buddy.
Okay.
Thank you, Elliot.
Okay, ma'am, would you mind just getting up?
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
I got you two. Sit here next to each other and just have fun, all right? No matter, please keep your hands inside the ride at all times.
I have a question.
Yes.
Why are hands inside the ride?
Well, we have razors on top of the ride, so they're going to go.
Razors?
Yes.
So don't raise your hands.
This is the hair cutter. So when you go through this ride, it's going to cut your hair just a little bit. So if you raise your hands, it's going to chop off your hand.
I saw the name. I didn't think we were actually getting a haircut.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So all the photos that you saw lining up.
We're all different heights. How does it?
Yeah, I'm the tallest one.
Well, you better duck. Okay, so
just
have fun on this one, all right, guys? Now wait for the bar to just fall down to your lap.
Can we bring our guns on?
Excuse me?
Can we bring our guns on?
We're cops.
We're law enforcement.
Oh, of course. Of course.
I'm not, though.
This man's been arrested. He's under our supervision. Attempted rumor and a few other charges. We'd like to take the cuffs off so he could raise his hands and scream. And
I've decided I don't want to raise my hands.
No, you wanted your
you're
cuffs off.
This ride doesn't
You're raising them, buddy boy.
I don't think this is fair.
Well, it doesn't matter what you think.
It's not a fair. It's a theme park.
That's right. Excellent point. You want a county fair, huh, with your funnel cakes?
I'm going to lose my hands.
What the hell's happening? Why is this ride going? What the hell's going on?
Oh my God. Okay. All right. Well, there are police officers. Okay. So let's get the ride going. Everyone clap with me now.
Get the ride going.
Okay. Hold on just a second. Can God. I just check?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, her gun real quick.
Sure.
It's making a strange sound. I don't know if you noticed when you shoot.
Oh, that was my mouth.
Oh, you said.
I've got the
silencer on the gun, but my mouth, I still. It's just okay, instant.
My buddy shot. Why isn't the ride going? My buddy's been shot.
All right, let's get the ride going.
Okay.
Right. Yeah.
Here we go. All right. Have fun.
You feeling
hands
all
up,
right?
Heaney.
I really think this is inappropriate.
Hands
whenever.
Up,
okay.
Hands up.
All right.
Put them up.
They are up off my head.
All right.
They really are.
Okay. Oh,
Elliot, this is fun.
This is fun.
Well, here we go. We're going up.
Guys, if you want a confession out of me, you're not going to get it.
Who wants a haircut? Why?
Why'd you do it?
I didn't. I think it was. I thought I was in an escape room.
Answer the questions correctly, and we can put your hands down.
Okay. I thought it was an escape room. I had no idea that it was a real bank. And once I got into the vault, it was. It seemed like I was winning.
Wait a minute. The vault? Wait. What are you talking about? thought you attempted a rumor.
I don't know. Can I put my hands down, please?
Hey, you down there. Please. Shut the ride down for a second. Shut the ride down.
What?
Shut it down, or I'll shoot you in the face.
I can't hear you.
Your Honor, as you can clearly see from the photo taken from, it's a haircut. It's a small haircut, whatever the fuck the name of the ride is, okay? My client had his hands severed off.
Sustained.
Thank you. I'm not done yet, Your Honor.
Sustained.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. And as we can see that he was forced.
Your Honor, is there a question anywhere near in our future?
My first day in the booth.
I'm asking if the defense attorney could please offer up
a question of some kind
to the witness.
Sustained.
Oh, boy.
Wait, sustained what?
You're out of order.
Me or him?
This whole courtroom's out of order.
Somebody's a fan.
Oh, they're just watching
movies.
Yes, that's all right. Fine. Look, my client was forced to give that testimony, and he was under duress. And
who
under
forced illegal. Him?
Elliot, Samantha.
Objection. These are just names, Your Honor.
Sustained.
I just want the court to know that my client, Jimmy Jack James Heaney, is innocent.
Overruled.
Oh, okay.
And so is scene one.
All right.
That is fan-friggin-tastic. Scene two comes to us today from Steve, who wrote, "Hello, Alchemist. My name is Steve. I'm a huge fan of you all, especially Vanessa." She reminds me of Lauren Bacall. I would like to hear her quote the whistle direction to Humphrey Bogart in the movie To Have and Have
Not.
"You
put your lips together and blow."
Happy now, Steve? Steve goes on, "I'm a 55-year-old pool man or pool person that's been in the industry for 35 years, so I think I know a little bit about everything. I listen to many podcasts during my day."
I think that checks out.
"Alchemy This cracked me up. My clients must wonder why I'm laughing while working. Being able to make people laugh and give us joy is a real gift, so thank you. My suggestion takes place at a Hollywood party. A-listers like you, Kevin." Well, that's a sad party. "When the guests realize that their pool guy holds all the answers to questions, desires, and problems." Hi, can I get a drink?
Yes, would you like the...
Vodka bourbon.
Vodka bourbon.
Thank you, bourbon.
Shaken, we want that.
I don't want it shaken, just neat.
Neat, yep. Okay.
Vodka and bourbon into a glass, please.
Jesus, lay off him.
Would you like that?
Lay off him, Larry.
Don't start, it's a party, all right, Linda?
I'm sorry, kill myself. I'm going to go kill myself. Everyone enjoy the party. I'm useless.
Yeah, no drama there. What are you drinking, Linda? Come on.
What am I drinking?
Yeah, what
water.
Would you like?
Water. She'd that's
like,
all.
She'd like another water.
Water up.
What is sober like tonight?
Would you like that shaken? Say again.
You put vodka in that glass. You fill that glass to the brim with vodka. Okay, I'm not drinking right now. Got it?
Okay, so no vodka?
What the fuck are you doing?
I don't.
Fill the glass to the brim with vodka.
Got it.
I'm not drinking right now.
So just water. You're not drinking? So do not.
I'm winking.
You're drinking or winking?
I'm winking at you when I'm saying that.
You're blinking
it
too much.
It needs to look like I'm drinking water, you little idiot.
Okay. Here's some. You know what? Here's a glass of water. Here's a glass of vodka. A dealer's choice.
Oh, thank you so much, honey.
You're welcome. Larry, Linda, what a delight.
Chet, you look fantastic.
Well, thank you. I just got back from the Hamptons.
Oh, again. I didn't know if it was the Caymans or the Hamptons.
I was in the Caymans before that. So I got a tan and then I worked it off in the Hamptons.
Oh, you're nice. Crazy. crazy.
It's so fun to be at a party that's all A-listers for a change. Oh, yeah, right?
You smell like lobster roll.
That's right. I rubbed a lobster roll all over my face before coming here.
What was that? Is that a new thing?
Love it.
That's a new thing. Mm. Yes.
Lobster roll face.
Boy, can I get a drink?
Yes.
Can I get a Hennessy margarita served in a man's loafer?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, so tell us about the Hamptons this time.
Oh, well.
Lunching again at Bobby Flay's.
No.
Everyone was there. Flay.
I'd let Bobby Flay me.
And I did.
Oh, my
and
God,
I
Chad.
Did. He
you
brought
were too
his
fun.
Whips out.
You're saying he cut you open.
He did. He cut me open. I still have an open wound on my back.
Oh,
I need to put
honey.
Salve on it every half hour.
Oh,
so
my gosh.
I may be coming to you
please
shortly.
Please do. Please do. Wounds are high maintenance.
Now, you gotta tell me about this. I'm at this party, at the kids' birthday party. There's a bunch of kids there.
Oh, great. We're doing this story.
At the buffet
We're doing
line.
This story.
Linda, please. And our son overheard your son, mm-hmm. Chad, say to another boy, "I'm so sorry, I heard your father's picture didn't open." Mm-hmm. Now, they're celebrating a 9-year-old's birthday. Is this really the kind of conversations
just lay
we
off.
Want?
Lay off.
First of all, I barely know my son.
Right.
Fair.
I see him maybe a couple times a year.
Should we talk to the nanny about this?
Fran Drescher?
Yeah.
Carl, I need more loafers. I'm running out of loafers for the Hennessy Margarita loafer, okay? It's a signature. It's a drink. I need some more loafers.
These loafers are from, you know... Our boss. We can't just be using his loafers. We're going to get in trouble. Listen, I've got some water shoes.
Water
down
shoes?
Down in the pool house.
But they're going to just soak right through. Oh, fine, whatever. Anything.
It's going to work. It's
Where the hell are my loafers? I had 20 pairs of loafers set out here.
They're coming, sir.
I can't find any of them.
I got an idea. Give him water shoes and call them loafers. We'll use the loafers as the cups, because that's what you're doing, right?
Yes, it's a signature drink.
Of course.
Carl,
of course
what's going
is.
On? Why don't you know this? You're the one who set the menu.
I know a little bit about everything, obviously. I'm a pool guy.
Hey, you too. You know, if you're talking, you're not working, so I need you back on the floor.
Sorry about that. Here, replace the loafers with these water shoes. Use the loafers for the drinks.
Okay, all right. You smell like chlorine.
It's kind of goes with the job.
It's not a bad smell, just
thank you.
Here you are, sir. Your drink.
Oh, thank God. Finally.
Yeah, sorry about that, sir.
Jeez.
The hell, am I right? Can I get another round, please?
Oh, surprise, surprise, surprise. Have you ever had an affair? Have you ever had an affair?
Answer
it's a
the
simple
question.
I have.
Uh-huh.
Now to go. Yeah, I was, okay, go ahead.
I destroyed a family.
What does that mean?
Things are getting interesting.
We set a thermonuclear device inside the household and we released it. We destroyed the family.
You got weird on me, man.
That's what we did. We destroyed
the family. Shit's going sideways fast.
I just say that this loafer is wonderful, by the way? Like, where did you find these? Like,
they're imported.
Oh, this is so good.
If Chad's impressed, I'm impressed. Can I have a loafer? Make it two. Thank you.
Yes, you can.
I guess I'll have a little drink today.
Today's the day? Okay.
Chad, look, you know me, okay? I'm Brad Pitt, all right? You know me, Chad.
Brad, what are you doing at my house at 2 a.m.?
Look, hold on a second, okay? I heard you got some loafer. I want to be involved. I know it's going to be a big hit. It's probably going to be a movie. I want in. I'm Brad Pitt.
Chad, you know me also, Leonardo DiCaprio.
Guys, I brought Leo.
You need to stop doing this, okay?
Well, we'll just show up and say our names.
Yes.
You know who I am. I'm Brad Pitt.
I mean, come on.
Do you know who I am? I'm your daughter.
Okay. Yes. I thought you looked. Go to bed. Go to bed, kid.
You live with your family?
I try to avoid it whenever I can.
So 2014, am I
right? I'm Brad Pitt.
Yeah. So what is it like being on the A-minus list, guys?
Well, that's why we're here. We're trying to work our way up.
Trying to work your way up.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, we're hoping
to that level of stardom that's so big nobody knows who the fuck we are.
See?
Look, I've just been racking my brain. How do I get to the next level? I don't know where to go. I don't know who to turn to.
Why don't you start by working on your body, all right?
Oh, Leo, shut the hell up.
What are you, 56 now?
Yeah, nice neck beard, you son of a bitch, okay? Don't even start with me, okay?
Guys, guys.
No, okay? I'm up to here. I'm A-minus, all right? I'm freaking out. Who's that guy dancing by the pool? Who is that guy? That guy's...
That's the pool guy. Hypnotic. He cleans the pool.
Hypnotic. Well...
Why don't you go introduce yourself? Maybe he knows who you are.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Jeez.
Dancing by myself. I've been dancing since it's all been... Oh, I didn't see you there.
I've been here for a while.
I'm pretty embarrassed. I didn't think anybody would have noticed I was dancing.
Well, how can they not? What a light.
Me?
I'm Brad Pitt.
I know who you are.
Do you know my movies?
Yeah.
Name them.
Golden Stones. Pulp Fiction. God, I'm just a big fan. I'm a big fan. First time meeting you, though, I don't know if you remember. Well, you wouldn't. Gosh, I'm so embarrassed.
Were you about to say, remember what? This is a first time meeting, right?
Well, I was going to say, you don't remember meeting me before because it's the first time.
No, it's my first time.
Oh, God, I get so tongue-tied when I meet somebody as big as a star as you, Mr. Pitt.
Oh, please. I'm A-minus. I'm not A-plus.
You know what? I've been telling everybody they can't get in the pool because I just recently treated it. But truth is, it's been good for about an hour. I'm just overly cautious. If you want to be the first guy in the pool, go for it.
Yeah, I don't see why a dip would hurt.
I mean, like, really, we should probably give it another couple hours, but that's just what they say.
Oh, my skin!
Oh, Mr. Pitt!
Oh, God, my skin!
It's good, it's okay,
oh, God,
out.
Brad Pitt's skin is melting off!
Oh, God, my skin! Oh.
Is that the guy from the Golden Stones?
That's the guy who played Jack Goldenstones, yes.
Oh, jeez.
I think he's dead.
No, he's not dead. He's just floating.
I'm not going to touch him. You touch his temperature, pool boy.
Okay, well, could somebody hand me that
check
net?
For a pulse, for fuck's sake.
I'm not touching that water. It's melting his skin.
I got the net.
Thank you. Let's pull
this
Mr.
is a
Pitt
weird
in.
Night.
I want his face.
You can't have his face unless it falls off naturally.
Half of it has already come off his skull.
Okay, you can have the pieces that drip off. You can have the pieces that drip
we
off.
We get to call dibs?
Yes.
Well,
I'm taking
go to bed, kid.
You go to bed, Dad.
Don't right. call me that in front of these people.
Chad.
Fine.
All right. I does anybody know how
what
to do mouth
do
to mouth?
Mr. Pitt?
I didn't do anything. I
He's
guess I misjudged
dead.
How I thought we could take
I
a little risk.
I couldn't help but hear the commotion over the fence. Sound travels in these hills of Hollywood.
My God!
It's you know what? It
probably, my God!
I don't think it's as bad as it looks.
Oh my dear sweet God!
Sorry, Lauren Bacall. We're sorry to disturb you and for
let
you to have to
jump in
this.
And save that man.
Oh,
no. Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Lauren Bacall is melting alive.
Oh, God. Okay, guys, I think we should turn. The pool is off limits. I'm a pool guy and I.
And you're
I'm
killing gonna, people.
No,
is that what I'm hearing?
You know what? Not
just
on
say
purpose.
It.
No. It turns out I think I used hydrochloric. I thought it was chlorine. I only saw the
how long have you been a pool man?
15 years.
Chad, God damn it. You just killed Brad Pitt. We needed him. He was going to be the star in this next feature. I need somebody else. And I need somebody that people are going to love. People
somebody like me, Leonardo DiCaprio.
Get the hell out of here, Leonardo DiCaprio. God damn it. Crazy beard.
Fine, I'll do it. You need me to play Jack Goldenstones in the sequel to Golden Stones 1?
God, you can't act. You need someone to coach you up. Who's that man pacing and dancing behind?
Oh, that pool boy over there?
Yes, who the hell is he? Do you know him?
Yes, he was the one who burned Brad Pitt and Lauren Bacall alive
at
my party.
Down! I have microphones in here recording everything.
But he is magnetic. Maybe he can teach me something about acting. You there, pool boy.
Oh, who, me?
Yes.
Look, I'm an A-list star, but not an actor.
oh, yeah?
I need some coaching to appear in a big blockbuster movie. Golden Stones 2, The Return of the Stones.
I've seen that movie. Well, that
hasn't come out yet.
I hate to interrupt. Oh. I am Mr. Flunk's assistant.
Okay.
But I...
Is there something wrong, Rebecca?
No, not at all. I was just going to tell Chad that I thought you were actually asking for the pool boy to be in the film, not to coach him to be in the film.
But you're wrong.
Oh.
Okay, this is what I wanted.
My bad.
It's fine. I want you to be in the film, though.
Shut up.
I do.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Okay.
Would anyone care for pigs in a blanket?
Leonardo, get out of here.
As a pool guy, I've kind of got, I'm the jack of all trades, so I could coach, I could act, I could...
As a pool guy?
No, I would typically act as something other than a pool guy. I like to transform into a
character. I mean, as a pool guy, you're a jack of all trades?
Absolutely, have you not?
Well, let's see what kind of range you got, man.
Well, ask me where you want the range to get up to.
All right, can you ride a horse?
Well, sure. Is it a real horse, or is it one of the ones with the stick and the head part pops out of the so that you can...
Are you on pills or something, boy? It's a real horse.
A real horse?
Dear Lord, are you all right?
Do you think that people ride hobby horses in Hollywood films?
Is that not what happens? Like,
no, it's a real horse.
All right, we're set to roll in about 5 minutes. You guys good?
Actually, could we hold? I don't think I can actually ride that horse. I did not think maybe we should have a training session. I thought, is there anybody that could help me
out here?
Let's
just figure it out on the fly, you know? Let's just do it.
I don't want to get on that horse.
Roll sound! Speed.
Okay.
Golden Stones 2, Return of the Stones, scene 17, pick one.
I love being
Wait
up
for us to call action.
Okay, I'm waiting for it. It's just I can't keep this horse still.
Stay on your mark, stay on your mark.
Oh, God, what's happening? That horse is burning up. Oh, God, what's that? Oh, the horse's skin is falling off. What did you do? What did you do, you monster?
Cut.
This wasn't my fault. I had a small bottle of perfume I thought was chlorine.
Perfume?
It's a scent that a lot of people love.
I'm from PETA. Why is this horse's bones melted?
Oh God.
It's not a real horse.
It's
mechanical.
It's a hobby horse?
Yes, it's a mechanical hobby
horse. Oh, like they did in the original Goldstones film?
That's right. We don't use real horses, no animals will be hurt.
Okay, I will be in the tent.
But thanks for running over.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Oh, thank you so much for covering for me.
Listen, pal, you got 3 shots at this, and the first
thank
one
you.
Went up in flames.
Okay.
All right? I'm gonna bring we got another horse for you.
Well, maybe a horse is probably a bad idea. I don't know. Here, you should hold this bottle of... Well, it's obviously not chlorine.
Yeah, no. I'm happy to hold it.
Isn't Jimmy, there like a
Jimmy,
stunt?
Jimmy, you want to hold the bottle?
Yeah, sure.
Thanks very much.
Oh, I'm drinking it!
Oh, jeez.
Oh, well, we lost Jimmy.
Oh, my God. Do you think maybe there's a stunt person that could...
Could I point to who I want you to kill on the set, or you're just going to randomly take up my crew?
I can only kill at random. I'm so sorry.
Right. Well, listen, you're a tough hombre.
Your stunt double to step in?
If it's not too big of a deal.
All right, I'd be happy to do the shot.
Head on over to hair and makeup. All right, listen, why don't you take a seat anywhere that people aren't around, and we'll let you know when we're going to do your close-up.
You've got a great head of hair.
Hate to
cover this up with a wig.
Yeah, I know. It's a shame.
It really is.
And
how long have you been growing this?
I was growing out for about 20 years.
It's just gorgeous.
Well, thank you.
Oh, and I got to put a wig on it.
Yeah, that's all right.
Oh, no, it really is bumming me out.
What show you been working on lately?
Oh, I was working on Skimbo, which is on one of those phone platforms.
Right. Yeah, Miriam's on that show,
Yeah. You know Miriam?
I know Miriam. I know Miriam well.
Uh-oh.
She's danger.
Yeah. Listen, whatever I hear in here, I won't tell anyone.
We need another horse!
It
looks like he's killed another horse.
Who?
Yeah, this lead guy.
There's a horse murder going on?
Well, I think he's just covered in hydrochloric acid.
Oh, you got some snarls in your hair.
Yeah, like you try to work those out. You know, whatever.
Hi, Gwen. Sorry to bother.
Oh, can no, no, I just no. Just get it's an not estimate real quick
how long you'll be with
Bo? He's got a lot of hair.
He sure does.
He's got a lot of hair.
Let me put my fingers in there.
I'm going to need about three more hours.
3 hours.
To get the wig on.
All right, let him know. Okay. Let me know if you can do it in two.
I'm
going to tell him three.
You can tell him. You can tell him two, but it's a lot.
Okay. All right. I love lies.
Bye.
And you know Jake and Transpo?
Oh, I do know Jake. Yeah, I know Jake too well. Talk about knowing people too well.
Yeah, don't get to know him too well. Yeah, because he will turn on you.
Oh no,
he will turn on you.
What's this scar?
Oh, that's from real life.
Oh, I'd love to hear this story.
Yeah, well, I got cut up, beating up a gang of
Hey, listen to me. All right, look, I'm Bobby Flay. I'm gonna flay everybody in this restaurant. All right, you sir, with the beautiful hair.
Look, sir.
I'm here
for a fine steak dinner.
And you're going to get that. And I'm challenging you. Everyone wants to beat me? Well, fuck you. I'm going to beat you first. I'm going to cut you so you know who I am.
You know who I am? I've been a stuntman for 40 years, you son of a bitch.
Oh,
give me that whip. I'll flay you. I'll flay you. And I nicked myself a little bit while beating the shit out of Bobby Flay with a whip.
Oh, well, I'll be able to cover that up with just a little concealer. Oh, there you fine. Go. Oh,
yeah.
It's a shame you're a stuntman. You should be a star.
Well, you know, I get that a lot, but I like doing what I do.
Oh, so nice to hear.
And doing who I do.
Hi, Gwen, can I just get an update on the estimate? I told him 2 hours.
He's got some scars.
Sure.
Some scars, so that's going to add a little time, but you can say that we're doing
5
great.
Hours.
Say 1 hour.
Okay.
And we'll disappoint. Yeah.
Okay.
That's why I got a metal plate in my head. So,
I was feeling that. I didn't want to say anything. It's sharp.
Yeah, that's all right. It sets off all the alarms. I can't fly anymore.
You know? Who wants to fly anymore? Yeah,
so
though?
If I work out of town, they gotta take me in on a train.
Ticket.
Right here.
Boop, 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 boop.
Ticket.
I gave you my ticket.
You'll have to step in front into the thing again.
Okay.
Boop, 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 boop,
I got a metal plate in my head.
Ticket.
Are you not security?
Nazi security, is that what you said?
Are you Nazi security?
No.
Oh, you sound like you are.
No, I just need your ticket.
Okay, goddamn it.
Boop, 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 boop.
I'm sorry, security. Would you mind going back through the metal detector?
Well, hey, Clint.
Step back out. Oh, hey, Clint,
I haven't seen you in a while. just the old metal plate in my head.
I mean, I get it, but I'm going to have you, what I need you to do is clear the rest of your body, if you don't mind bending over and backing through.
Sure, I'll clear the rest of my body.
Right. And then we'll just keep your head on the other side of this detector.
Okay, we'll do that.
There's something in your, there must be something
in
your...
I got a trick knee, you know, that's been replaced.
No, that makes sense.
I'm practically cyborg at this point.
Okay, would you mind, what I need you to do is pass all of the parts of your body that are human through.
Okay.
Beep. Boop.
Beep. Right. Boop. We're under a time crunch because I got to be on set.
Well, I'm really sorry.
I got to be on set in 2 hours. All right.
Okay.
I just went through hair and makeup, and they told me to fly. They got me a ticket. I'm supposed to fly to set.
I know we're friends, but you're not flying today.
Oh, and that's how it goes, Steve. The pool man.
Oh, that's what that suggests.
Oh, so much time spent in a pool. Lost track. Our final scene for the show comes from Simon, who wrote, "Hi, I just started listening to your podcast last week and was instantly hooked. Really enjoy listening through old episodes." Wow, we've got old episodes. "And already excited with new ones to come out as well. I don't know everyone well enough to comment on who should be nicer, meaner to, but I will say that James Heaney looks a little bit like my father, so I expect him at my next ball game." On to scene suggestion. "Our brave adventurers have been traveling for months in search of the Holy Grail. As their journey nears its end, they soon realize that the Holy Grail rests somewhere in the Mall of America." Thanks for all the wonderful episodes, Simon.
My liege, we have followed the map of the Crystal Sun. We know that somewhere underneath this ground lies the catacombs of the Knights of the Templars. They have the Grail.
Then dig.
Dig, Sir Charles.
Where do you want us to put the shovels?
Anywhere, peasant.
Fine.
When we find the Grail, we will unite and take over.
Yes, yes.
Excuse me, guys. Excuse me. Do you have a permit for digging? This part. This is
permit
a...
for digging.
Permit for digging.
A permit? The audacity.
This is a parking lot, so...
I have the permit.
Okay, let me see this.
Good for you, Fred.
That's a scroll,
yes,
sir.
Yes, it is. Let me with read the seal of the Pope.
That's written in cursive. I can't read this.
You can't read cursive?
Can't read cursive.
I can't read cursive.
Peasant. Idiot.
Peasant.
I haven't seen cursive since I was in
Come
elementary
here, boy.
School.
Smell Ow. My dagger. Smell my dagger.
I mean...
Have you any idea how long we've been journeying?
I'm so sorry.
The blood of those who defied us earlier.
Listen, I run security for this mall here, and if you start digging, I'm going to get in trouble, so...
Oh, are you going to get in trouble? Oh, no.
Local knight. Then there must be some king we can talk to. Who do you work with? Who is your liege?
Well, I work for Black & Decker Security.
Ah, we must meet this Black & Decker. Yes.
I don't think it's...
Bring Black and Decker here.
Okay,
two kings, but... just like in Sparta. An archaic land.
Perhaps yes. We should just cut him in on the prophet.
Peasant! Peasant!
guys, if you want, honestly, there's a sewer cap.
There's a lady in your midst.
Lady and gentleman, there's a sewer cap just over here. If we go under, we can save the trouble.
We don't care to go to your home. We care to meet Black & Decker.
Bring us Black & Decker.
You don't want to meet my boss, okay? You don't want to meet him.
Oh, don't we?
We do. He's a real hard ass.
We have felled many foul beasts on this quest.
Okay.
And we will fell many more.
Never stop felling.
Okay, well, he's working security at the arcade. I'll go get him right now.
We shall go with you.
I wouldn't. You guys are not dressed for appropriately.
Onward!
Okay.
Yeah, so if it's... up, down, up, down.
How do you go side by side?
Well, you just move it side.
Jared?
Yeah.
I've brought some people. They'd like to do some digging out in the parking lot. This is my boss, Jared.
Be you Black or be you Decker?
Excuse me?
Be you Black or be you Decker?
I don't know.
Your name, Liege. Your name.
Jared? It's Jared.
Jared of the Blacks or the Deckers?
Jared of Monterey.
Monterey.
He barely looks of age to be a king of any sort.
How did your father die? How did you become heir to the throne?
He hasn't passed yet, but...
Where's your father, then? We will speak to him.
He works at Ace Auto.
Lead the way.
I can't really leave my position.
Jared, I'll watch the arcade, but they have swords. She has a dagger.
Do you mind just taking them? I don't want to be part of this
lead
renaissance.
Lead the way to your father.
I'm not going to do this LARPing thing.
I don't know.
Do you give us permission to dig, Jared?
Yeah, sure.
You can't get that permission.
That was simple. Very well.
There it is.
And dig we shall.
Okay, well, all right. Well, do you...
Can someone just show me where to start digging?
Peasant! So peasant!
Where do we dig?
Inside that temple. That massive white temple inside there where all the people are going inside.
Oh, no. You were going to dig in the parking lot. I certainly can't let you.
God tells us to dig.
He's the one who talks to God.
Oh, you guys can't dig inside the
Smell
mall.
Smell this dagger.
Oh, it's cold hard steel.
Sir Harlow.
Yes, Sir Charles.
Bless us all so we may dig properly.
Bring out our swords. Our instruments that are sharp, and let us partake of the earth with our daggers and swords, bringing the earth to the sky and letting the sky melt us.
Hi, would any of you like a facial?
Stab him! I'll give you a facial.
I keep some of the face.
I'll take some of that face.
Yeah, we're getting just a heads up for anybody security on the floor. We're getting reports that there's some
who
some
is
guys
it?
With swords.
Who's on the channel?
This is Tony. I'm just in the booth.
I already cleared it with Jared. I brought the guys to Jared, and he let him.
I'm looking at
who's
the video that? Feed
who's
right now.
Who's on the channel? This is Tim. Tim, where are you located? Well, I'm just outside of the
We need to update the goddamn binder.
That's secondary. They're stabbing people in the face. I think.
I don't know who I'm talking to. Everybody's coming through on the channel. I don't know who I'm talking to.
Y'all got to get to the entrance right by the.
Let's meet at Hot Topic. Let's meet at the Hot Topic downstairs.
Yeah, but that's so far away from where they're at. They're by the entrance.
Oh, trust me.
Anybody know how to turn off the water and check the shaving?
Who is this?
It's Jimmy.
Who?
It's Jimmy. Yeah, we need to turn off the water and check the shaving.
We're not supposed to touch the water.
Yeah, we don't
well,
touch water.
I got a leak down here, Jacob Shaman. So.
Chevy, this is security channel.
I think there's water everywhere.
Chevy, that's.
I think that's a channel six thing. This is the security floor.
Yeah, I don't know where services are, Chevy. This is security.
I don't know where the water.
Can someone check on Chevy? And we need to get someone over to the front entrance.
Stop
people
yelling.
Going, well, just cutting people's faces off. This is serious.
Who was this?
This is Tony. What do you mean? Who is this?
Welcome to the Gap. Can I help you?
Yes, somehow? You can.
All right.
Yes.
Ooh, where are you from? Velvet.
Where are you folks from?
England.
Oh, my goodness. You traveled all the way.
How are we to bridge this gap? How far across is the gap? And are there monsters in the gap?
It's just this one store in the mall.
There's
a gap for kids on the other side.
Children are being held here.
Oh, yes. Well, not held. I mean, they shouldn't be, but sometimes
The children are in the gap or on the other side of the gap?
Well, a lot of children are in the gap, you know, because they've got a sale going on.
My God.
You look like a medium.
Thank you.
He's not a psychic. He can't see a damn thing.
No, he's not a psychic.
I can talk to God.
No, I'm starting to doubt that.
Please.
I am starting to doubt that very much, Sir Charles.
Let me bring out some shirts that I think you might look good at.
Fine.
All right, medium.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
What are you doing? You're undermining me in front of that woman.
What are you? That's not a woman.
Please, yes, it is.
That's not a woman.
Of course it is.
I know a woman when I smell one, and that's not a woman.
Insane. How can you smell
something? All right, this one is sea foam.
Thank you.
Very nice. Yes, look at those.
How does that look, huh?
You've been working out.
Do you like that? Is that something good?
Are you part of your future? What gym do you belong to? Because
to the gym of the earth.
Sign up immediately. Oh.
Tell us, dressmaker. Yeah. What is this Camp Snoopy?
Camp Snoopy, well, I don't know. There's a lot of kids that go in there, over there, so I try to stay away.
There appears to be a giant statue of a dog.
Yeah, well, that's Snoopy. And
that could be the location of the Grail.
He's very.
Why do you say that?
Because. Ancient lore has
You're
that
You're stumbling, aren't you?
What?
Does no one know where the damn Grail is?
Ancient lore has it that a giant dog guarded the Grail.
Really?
Yes.
Well, then, I take it back.
Perhaps.
Let's dig.
Do you have these khakis in the 34?
Lord Charles.
We certainly do. Let me bring out two pairs.
I'm sorry, do you have kids here at the Snoopy Palace?
No, we have already bridged the gap of kids.
I'm so sorry. You can't come in here. This is where we have... This is a holding zone for children.
A holding zone for children.
It's a playpen. We babysit while parents go... we keep them safe, so you can't come in here.
What would you call a playpen? A holding zone?
It's just a technical term to help you guys understand why we can't have...
It's a prison.
It's not a prison.
You're imprisoning the children.
Look at them. They're having fun on the slide.
We're here to storm the gates.
You can't come in here. This is
free the children or we'll give you a facial.
A facial?
That's right. We've done it before.
Listen, I'm in charge of making sure that when the parents come back for these kids, that these kids
talk to the faceless man at Belk.
Yeah, my foul. Okay, let the kids go.
Now you say this is a polo?
Yeah, that's right.
Interesting,
yeah.
Such soft fabric.
You're so strange. Oh, well, just try it on. I think it's going to fit perfectly.
You don't have to go in the room. I don't need.
That's good. That's good. You know what? Before you put the polo on, let me just ask you a couple of questions.
Please.
How long are you in town?
As long as it takes to find the Grail.
Hey, Vaughn. Yeah. There's a lot of other customers. You're spending
I know, but
a lot of time
I'm busy right now.
Oh, you're always busy right now when a guy
look
comes in,
this.
Aren't you, Vaughn?
Well, but this particular customer looks like gold.
Vaughn is helping me. She is a sturdy steward.
She?
Vaughn's not a woman.
I'm pretty sure Vaughn's a woman.
Vaughn, tell him.
If this is what it takes, I'll be a woman.
Vaughn, don't do that to yourself. You're worth so much more than that.
I want him to do myself.
Enjoy.
Enjoy.
Thank you, Gloris.
You look stupid in that shirt.
What did she say to me?
She's such... No, don't even. She doesn't deserve it.
All right.
She's just a petty cock blocker. Now, listen to me. You put on that polo right now, mister, and you march back forward.
One, two, huh? Ooh, I feel confident. I feel good.
Don't you feel more free?
Where's Lord Charles? Lord Charles, what are you doing in the fitting room?
What is this?
What are you with her?
God told me to come into here to look for the Grail, and...
We just took a woman's face off.
Yes, tell me, face.
Tell me he doesn't look better without the chest plate.
What do you think? Huh? Something lighter, something fun?
It's a different
fun?
Silhouette. I'm not used to it.
Charles, how many items did you take into this room?
Several. I mean, I didn't know if I needed something for fall
this
or something for spring.
This sign says only 5 items.
Charles, have you defied the laws of this land?
In a way...
Have you defied the laws?
Yes, I have. So be it. Take my knighthood. Take my mediumish.
But before you do that, let me get some shorts for you. And I think...
What? Nothing fits me right. I have a strange shape.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I have a strange shape. I can't wear jeans.
Oh, well, please, I agree. Who can and who should? Let's put you in a nice little dress. Yeah. Let me get a little summer number.
Isn't she wonderful? Huh?
She's fun. Great.
What do you mean? Yes. She's fantastic.
I thought not a woman, but maybe a woman.
Maybe a woman.
I'm totally convinced I love her.
Lord Charles.
I'm thinking about not going after the Grail and settling down.
Lord Charles.
I think I might have an opportunity here at the Gap. I really think this could be a big thing for me, huh?
But keep your mind on the prize of the Grail.
Not the prize of the Grail.
Which of the Grail? You could have any maiden of your choice, including Vaughn.
I choose her now. I have her now. Maybe that's the whole point. Maybe the journey for the Grail is actually the Grail itself.
No, because I don't have anything.
But maybe because you're not searching correctly. Settling and finding your buddy, huh? Finding that thing that connects you, that grounds you, yeah? Maybe that's what the Grail is.
That can't be.
No.
We've been on this quest for years and years. That would be a disappointing finale.
No Grail. Just you finding love at the Gap.
Well, let's see how you feel if you put on these shorts and you try on the summer dress. Go right in your rooms, try them on, let us know what you think. Now, you.
Yes.
We need to put you in some pants.
Yes, we do.
All right, take off the ones you're wearing.
All right.
Go, my.
Yes.
Is that all the real? Jeez.
Why do you have a prosthetic dick on?
It is not an illusion. My penis was taken off by the dragon of OCR.
Vaughn, you can't let people be naked out here with prosthetic dicks on.
That's where you're wrong, Cindy.
Vaughn, you have to keep... you have to keep that whole situation in behind the curtain.
I'm getting in pants. Relax.
It's fine. It's a prosthetic penis.
Very lifelike.
It has a little fist at the bottom.
I don't know about this.
It's mall security. Everybody put their hands up.
Everybody
put their hands up. Drop the swords.
I like these shorts.
All right. You with all the different kinds of clothes on.
Now look, just calm down.
You could just refer and say the guy with the huge weird penis.
I didn't want to say it. The guy with the huge penis.
Why call out the clothes when he's naked with a steel penis touching the floor?
Good call. Guy with penis touching the floor.
Who are you talking to?
You.
Are you sure? Does anyone else have that?
Can you please back off? I mean, goodness, his penis is dragging on the floor by its knuckles.
Oh, this doesn't work
People
at all.
Are missing faces out in the mall. And
so you thought you'd just come by and shoot people?
These are the people that were doing the face taking.
What?
Ooh. You were there. Local knight. What holds you in that vial? That vial of perfume.
This is hydrochloric acid.
My penis! It melts! No!
Why would you throw it on there?
Oh, no! Shit! I'll get another. It's fine.
You're so free without it.
It's a prosthetic.
And you didn't seem disappointed at all. Oh, no.
I have to get used to the balance again, but it's not too bad.
There is no Holy Grail here. You must leave.
You're just keeping the Grail for yourself.
No, there's no Grail here.
There must be a Grail.
There has to be.
There's not. Is a grail a cup?
Tommy, yeah. Thanks.
Timmy,
thanks.
It's Timmy.
Timmy, right. Thanks for coming into the office today. I just wanted to go over a couple things before the actual police get here.
Oh, thank God. So I wanted to get our story.
There were three people shopping at the Gap, and you barged in and shot one of them.
Well, I shot only one of them. Everybody else, it was hydrochloric acid.
That's right, to the face. That's what I have here.
Well, to one face, one penis, and then somebody stepped into... I'm sorry, go ahead.
It's all written down in the report. What I need to know is why. What set you off?
Well,
need to know for insurance reasons how to defend.
Well, the number one thing was is that they opened up the children.
Did they have weapons?
Yeah, they had swords. They had daggers.
Swords? Oh no.
Oh yes.
They had swords. Wow. Well, that's scary. So you thought you'd shoot them, the people with the swords, and then throw hydrochloric acid.
Well, I don't know how to use a sword. So even if I was going to try to use a fair fight, I would probably lose.
Freeze. Drop the sword. Did that cross your mind at all?
I don't know for sure, but I think that's what I said first.
Oh, because we have a video of it.
Oh, please don't play that video. Can we delete that?
Well, let's go ahead and play.
Freeze, motherfuckers!
All right, so you can see.
Are you sure that wasn't in reverse?
I'm pretty sure.
Oh, gosh.
Just based on the words alone coming out correctly after you shot. So when the police get here, are they going to arrest you in
jail?
Timmy Tames Beanie, huh? That's who you are? Is that them saying that correctly?
That's
you're
not
in a lot
my
of trouble, my man. Murder.
Are you sure that's not just a rumor?
No. What you got to do on video?
Play the video.
Freeze, motherfucker!
What are you? Are you doing your own sound effects?
Yeah.
What
is we can hear it. You don't have to do that.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Let's just play it again. Play it again.
Well, it's much less enjoyable when
I don't talk over the audio.
All right,
let's rewind it. Play it again. What do you mean there's something wrong with the video? Well, just
I don't know. What's
Elliot,
wrong.
Are you mad at me?
Look, Dory, I don't have time for this, okay?
Okay. I said okay. I'm not pushing it. You don't want to be
look,
my buddy.
Look, we went to the amusement park. We sat in the same ride. I mean, isn't that enough?
He said, you know, it's not over till we're buddies, and I don't feel I'm vulnerable. You're not vulnerable.
Can we be coworkers without being buddies?
Okay, if that's how you want it to be. I just felt like in the questioning, you weren't even vibing with me, you know?
All right, fine. You take the lead. I'll vibe.
Okay. Timmy Tames Toodles.
Yeah?
If that is your name, you stupid punk-ass bitch motherfucker.
What? Listen, I'm just a security guard.
You know what you are is a murderer. Isn't that right? You little slut. You little... Look, oh, you got cum on your face, you little slut.
That's not cum.
Help me out.
I don't even know how to get an entry point here.
I'm floundering.
Okay. And with an accommodation in excellence in service... Is it Dorian?
Doreen?
Doreen. we gotta do the
Doreen
medal.
Doreen
McCluskey.
Oh.
Speech.
I want to say I'm sorry for some of the things I've said in the questioning room, but it's been my pleasure to serve and an honor, and I got to give a special thanks to my buddy, Elliot Mann.
Elliot!
My buddy too, Doreen. Oh. You know. We've had a lot of plays over the years, good cop, bad cop, but when she went to come all over your face, I knew exactly how to handle that, and we got the perp.
We got the perp.
Yeah.
Come!
Now cutting the ribbon for the new library, the Come On Your Face library, is Miss McCluster.
I never knew it was going to leave the room. What happened in there, I never thought it was going to leave the room, but snip.
Is this the Come On Your Face library?
Yes, it is.
We've heard tale that the Grail is here.
Smell this!
Oh, it smells like copper.
Smells like copper is the name of that scene. Oh, that's our show for today. Let's start to thank our alchemists. So nice to have four of the founding members together. Let's go to Vanessa Ragland, please. Vanessa.
Hi.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me. What a delight.
Please.
How many adults live here?
I know, right?
Really?
great. Zero.
The zero today. Dynasty Typewriter.
Yeah, come check it out. We've got a lot of great shows. And if you're not in LA, you can still look at Instagram. And then when you come visit, you can have the popcorn. So Dynasty Typewriter.
Extraordinary calendar of events. Please go check out at DynastyTypewriter.com. Thank you. Craig Kukowski.
At Kukowski on Twitter. See Kukowski on the Instagrams. And listen to or watch the new animated show, Archibald's Next Big Thing.
What the hell?
On Netflix.
Ooh.
I'm just in a couple of episodes, but sure. I think it's really fun, particularly for kids like 6 to 10. It's Tony Hale created this animated show, and I was lucky to do a couple of voices on it.
Well, based on today's episodes and content, I'm sure a lot of the 6 to 10-year-olds
watched it before they replaced my voice with somebody more suitable.
James Heaney, so nice to have you back in the saddle.
It's great to be back in the saddle. Yeah. Bear Supply, second and fourth Wednesdays at the West Side Comedy Theater.
Of course.
First Sundays of the month. At the West Side Comedy Theater, we Alchemy have Alchemy this 9 p.m.
We had thank you for reminding. We had a live show, and this is airing quite a bit afterwards. And first Sunday of every month, but mm-hmm. it went great. Our first show on September 1st. I'm going to keep saying first. So thanks for reminding me. Yeah, first Sunday of every month. If you're in Los Angeles, so specifically the Santa Monica area, the West Side Comedy Theater. Yeah. Very excited about that.
Mm-hmm.
Will you be at the next one?
I will not miss another one until next fall. My plans
Chill
are going to be stay
out,
here. It killed me to see that there were so many people having so much fun and I wasn't there.
It was a packed house. Well, you were missed.
I'm glad that I was missed.
You know who was there? Joey Greer.
I was there.
And tell everyone how it went.
Oh, and people were going, where's James? Well, he's not here. And they were like, yeah. Ah, they're
Did
freaking
they say
out.
Anything
no.
about me?
Oh, no, no. But they, no, there was riots. We had to push people away because they were so upset you weren't there.
Oh, that's not bad news, sir.
Yeah, no, they hurt people. So.
At Jebby Grieber.
At Jebby Grieber on Instagram. All the shows I post that we're doing. So just check it out.
Yep.
That's it.
We're also going to be working on the Instagram feed, apparently, so look forward to some serious updates. Our own Doug Bang, we had a little conversation prior to the show, and he's ready to kick some ass and help out. And Joey, you're going to step up as well?
Yeah!
All right. Well, that's all we need to hear. And let's thank Doug Bang, shall we?
Bang!
Thank you so very much. Our post-sound design artist, Raphael Brito. Our producer, Sophie Lichterman.
Sophie.
And, of course, iHeartRadio. I encourage all of you to write a review. Please tell everyone you've ever met and write to us with a scene suggestion or just a comment. Your name here at alchemythis.com. That's your name here at alchemythis.com. Once again, I'm Kevin Pollack. That, Kevin Pollack. Until next time.
Alchemy This.